Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
From the earliest days of our republic, faith in God has always been the ultimate source of the strength that beats in the hearts of our nation, declared President Donald Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington.
At every stage of the American story, our country has drawn hope and courage and inspiration from our trust in the Almighty. Deep in the soul of every patriot is the knowledge that God has a special plan and a glorious mission for America, and that plan is going to happen.
And it's his hand that guides us every single step of the way, said President Trump. Faith and prayer have played a defining role in the life of our nation.
Just steps away from here in the Hall of Columns is the statue of John Winthrop, who famously proclaimed that America would stand as a city upon a hill, a light to all nations, with the eyes of all people upon us. Today, almost 400 years after that famous sermon, we see that with the Lord's help, the city stands taller and shines brighter than ever before, or at least it soon will.
Roger Williams founded the state of Rhode Island and named its capital city Providence, and built the first Baptist church in America, recalled President Trump.
It's Williams that we have to thank for making religious liberty part of the bedrock of American life. And today we must protect the fundamental freedom with absolute devotion. We must stand strong, just like generations of Americans have done on the battlefields all around the world.
George Washington, a founding father and America's first president, often called for Americans to join together in prayer, noted President Trump. And more than two centuries later, we heed President Washington's wisdom and follow in his mighty footsteps. Faith once again has the potential to unify the American people, observed President Trump, as he urged leaders from both political parties to never give up the quest for unity in the service of the American people. So let's bring religion back. Let's bring God back into our lives.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.